Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. 73 degrees already this morning.
Pretty warm out there.
Going to be a warm one?
Going to be pretty warm. High near 91.
I'm guessing humid today.
Yeah, it already feels that way.
Yeah. Well, it looks that way, too. I noticed a little bit of that haze hanging out here in the low-lying area. A lot of water out there in some places. Kind of hard to miss it these days, especially when it's right in front of you hitting the windshield. How's Brett this morning?
Oh, just like you guys, hot.
You know,
this morning.
We were talking yesterday about humidity and all the kind of fun stuff that goes along with that. And sometimes we forget about the indoor humidity. You can help folks with that.
Yes, I can. Lennox produces 7 different models of air-to-air heat pumps so that we can give you the best type of efficiency for your home. Lennox heat pumps will save you from 40 to 60% on average energy cost, and we will often give the home more even heat source, eliminating cold spots in your home. In most situations, we can use your present furnace as the backup heat source, and within 1 or 2 days, you will be on your way to beating those high gas prices. Camblin Plumbing and Heating will always treat your situation as special and design exactly what your home needs, not just stick something in. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. You know, I was looking through some stuff the other day about, you know, you drive around here, especially in this part of the country and our part of the world here, and you just look up, and what do you see? Everywhere. What do you see?
Clouds.
Well, that too, but you're not following along here very
ceiling
well.
Tile.
Yeah, ceiling tiles, lights, sun. What else you got? How about those wind turbines?
Oh.
I mean, everywhere you go, I mean, you look out. If you look out your window right now, the odds are probably pretty decent that you might be able to spot one somewhere, or at least maybe see the little red light at night flashing on top of it someplace. You know, there's so much interest and so much effort and money being put into wind power these days. And I was looking for a little bit of information, some more stuff on there, you know, because there have been a lot of different things tried over time. We're, you know, trying to get more away from fossil fuels and things like that. I mean, eventually the supply is going to run dry. But, you know, we're looking for some different alternatives and things. And, you know, for a while, solar power was kind of the in thing and all. But, you know, then we kind of realized that other than, you know, basically being able to run your landscaping lights and things outside in your yard, solar power really doesn't create a whole lot of energy. It takes a lot of panels and stuff to be able to do enough to make a big difference. But they found that wind energy is really something that's been helping out a lot. In fact, the website HowStuffWorks.com had some wind power facts that I was kind of interested in when I took a look at some of these things, because it's becoming such a inexpensive and, well, we say inexpensive. It's inexpensive after the wind turbine is actually paid off. It's a little expensive to put them up, but there's plentiful energy out there. As we know, in some places like this one here, the wind tends to blow quite a bit at times. So, you know, there's no small supply of that kind of stuff, unless you're trying to fly a kite. That's when the wind goes calm.
Yeah.
That's the one time. But, you know, there's the energy pollution is, you know, there's not a lot of that kind of stuff to worry about. But they also talk about here, and these are kind of amazing numbers. It says mankind burns through about 400 quadrillion British thermal units, BTUs, each year, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. 400 quadrillion? That sounds like a number that a kid would make up because he didn't know what it was. It's a zillion, gazillion.
I was going to say gazillion, yeah.
Yeah, it's, 400 quadrillion. I don't know how many zeros are in quadrillion. I'd have to look that up, but it doesn't even sound like a real number. But if you consider that a single BTU is about as much energy as generated when you light a match, that gives you kind of an idea, I guess, if you want to put it into some sort of perspective there. But, you know, we've actually been using wind energy for a very long time. I mean, people look at it and think, wow, what a great idea. It's a nice new idea, new alternative. No, said, you know, wind power has been used to mill grain and power ships and generate electricity for a very long
time. Don't forget pump water for the farmers.
Exactly. In a lot of different ways, folks have been using wind energy for a very long time. So, you know, it shouldn't come as any surprise that we're doing these types of things. And those wind turbines are people often think about when they think about wind power, because they're pretty big. They stand right out there. They usually are around 400 feet or more and weigh about 400 tons. They're a pretty big piece of equipment. But when you take a look at what they can do with them, you know, the interest in wind has been outpacing other renewable methods for new electrical power generation for a few years, and it's been increasing more than 31% between 2008 and 2009 alone, according to the U.S. Energy Information Association. It's got a lot of promise, but there are a couple of factors they said that contributed to the gains. First, in 2009, wind generators were eligible for government incentives in the U.S., so that encouraged developers to get after that stuff. And the 2008 Farm Bill made it easier and more attractive for farmers and ranchers to undertake wind projects as well. So it doesn't sound like a lot when you say wind power accounted for just 1.9% of U.S. electricity production in 2009. But when you consider the rate at which it's gaining popularity, you know, wind has the inside track to really take off. Can I say that, with the wind propellers spinning around? Wind also is one of the oldest forms of energy. Wind power dates back to at least 5,000 BC in recorded history, with the earliest known use for powering sails. It's perhaps a no-brainer. But the early sailors weren't just the first to figure out an easy way to get from point A to point B. They laid the groundwork for some of our understanding of important concepts of thermodynamics and lift and those types of things. So it's been around for a very long time. It's not something that's actually new. And in fact, as new technologies continued to emerge, the windmill started to lose ground to steam engines and inexpensive electric power. When in the 1930s, the Rural Electrification Program brought inexpensive electricity to the rural parts of the U.S. But they said 1 megawatt of wind energy equals about 2,600 fewer tons of carbon dioxide. So with so much being said about clean energy alternatives these days, what kind of improvements are you talking about? Well, the simple math shows that less fossil fuel consumption equals less carbon dioxide, and that's what you accomplish when you use wind energy. Another point they had is in 2007, the NSA determined wind farms posed no threat to birds. That was a big concern when they first started putting up those big, huge propellers. What's it going to do to the birds? But, you know, one of the chief concerns was the danger to native wildlife, and they say the massive turbines, they can spin at lethal speeds, and they are massive structures. They take up large swaths of space that would otherwise be wilderness or open flight paths for birds. And one particularly highly publicized wind farm out in California has been a lightning rod of controversy because the impact of poor planning has had on bird population. The Center for Biological Diversity says as many as 1,300 eagles, falcons, hawks, and other predatory species are killed each year because the wind turbines were constructed along a critical migration route. Now, research conducted at other wind farms, though, has shown that bird populations haven't been significantly impacted, and the National Academy of Sciences has stated that bird fatalities from the wind farms represent a fraction of the total number of bird deaths that are caused by humans. Also, wind power, they say, is actually solar power. And what's the source of the magical, unending source of free and clean energy? Well, it's the sun. The sun warms up the planet, but because of surface irregularities and its rotation, the Earth doesn't heat uniformly. Those variances in temperature also cause irregularities in air pressure, and air molecules migrate from areas of high air pressure to areas of low air pressure. The result? We call it wind. So that's kind of where it all comes from. So you add all those variables together, and it's a little unpredictable, and it's a little tough at times, but that's why those propellers swivel around to face the right direction. World wind power production quadrupled from 2000 to 2006, so it's not just us in the United States. It's many, many folks are taking advantage of all that. Now, you drive around here and you might think, Iowa's got to have the most wind turbines in the world. We've got them everywhere. Whether you're in southwest Iowa, northwest, it doesn't matter. You drive around, you see a lot of them. But Texas actually has the most installed wind capacity of any state because, of course, everything's bigger in Texas. That's what we're told. I think that's their advertising slogan. And that includes the wind. The Lone Star State leads the way in wind power. They have more than 40 different projects. In 2008, the total capacity was over 7,900 megawatts, a significant margin over the next closest state, which is Iowa. Yeah, we're number two. We came in, as I said, about 7,900 megawatts. We came in just shy of 2,900 megawatts, to
give
you an example.
Does that mean we're just about as windy as Texans?
Well, we can be. We can be. There are a few more of them, though, than us. Texas wind installations accounted for one-third of the entire installed wind capacity for the United States. But we're gaining. We have a ways to go on them, but we're gaining very rapidly. You know, part of Texas' success, though, is geography. You know, there you can't help where you're placed. This is where we are. Wide-open Texas panhandle locations, spectacular potential for harvesting wind energy. Terrain and high elevation mean winds can blow unencumbered across the plains, and that coupled with state legislation that includes some financial incentives for companies involved with wind projects to boost interest in development has also positioned Texas at the forefront of the big boom in wind production there, too. And did you know that the U.S. generated 52 billion kilowatt hours worth of wind energy in 2008? That's about 1% of the total nationwide electricity production at the time, which may not sound that big, but consider that it was enough to power nearly 5 million homes, which would be the entire state of Colorado. That's not too bad. As new technologies help drive down the costs associated with wind farming, that practice will, of course, become more accessible to folks, too. And, you know, with other incentives financially and what have you, well, that all of a sudden gives more folks the option to do those types of things, too. 38 different states across the United States have wind farms. The U.S. is very well represented. 38 out of the 50 currently operate utility-grade wind installations. 14 states have more than 1,000 megawatts of installed power, which, if you think about it, it's the amount of electricity that can be produced by existing equipment, and the top five wind-producing states come in with a cumulative capacity of more than 20,000 megawatts, so a lot of energy already being produced. And U.S. wind resources, they according to HowStuffWorks.com, they say U.S. wind resources could power the nation 10 times over. When you consider the simple abundance and regularity of the wind, if you put up enough, you kind of see where they're going here. You could do an awful lot. They say that a 2009 Harvard study found that a network of turbines operating at even a modest 20% of capacity could supply more than 40 times the worldwide demand for electricity. So there's a lot more than you think, I guess, out there when it comes to the wind production. So just imagine all that the next time you look up and you see those things turning to the left and to the right as you're heading down the interstate. I'll talk more to Brett. He wants to tell us more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Color creates 96 different colors and finishes for you to choose from the next time for your next kitchen sink, lavatory, or entire kitchen and or bathroom. Color has become the number one manufacturer across America in fixtures and faucets and deserves your attention when you decide to remodel. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Kohler for several years now, and we recognize that Kohler's quality is unsurpassed in their industry. Our showroom and catalogs will give you the broadest selection possible, and of course, you can't do better than Camblin Plumbing and Heating for professional installation of these fixtures. Call us in Harlan at 755-3286 or in Atlantic at 243-1512. Thought of the day today comes from George Moore. A man travels the world over in search of what he needs and returns home to find it.
That's usually true.
Yeah.
Usually true.
There's no place like home.
That's right. Well, you know, I think all the wind energy companies in Iowa should start making those little foam fingers that have a two on it. We're number two.
Yeah.
We can always change it, cut one off, make it number one when,
we go.
When we catch Texas, right? No chance of that. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.